And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States and the world mark 20 years since the September 11, 2001 attacks Saturday, with President Biden, two former presidents, and entertainer Bruce Springsteen among those marking the day in New York City. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Biden, Obama, and Clinton stood side by side somberly at the National September 11 Memorial. The president left the speaking to family members like Mike Lowe, who lost his daughter, Sarah, a flight attendant on one of the hijacked planes.
I find sustenance in a continuing appreciation for all of those who rose to be more than ordinary people.
Another speaker, Springsteen, who performed I'll See You in My Dreams. Most of the almost 3,000 people that died on 9/11 were in New York. At Ground Zero, I'm Julie Walker.
At the Pentagon outside Washington, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said that Americans must remember not just our fallen teammates, but the mission that they shared. Austin said that they recalled their common commitment to defend the Republic and to squarely face new dangers.
The hallways that we tread were the ones that so many of them walked. It will always be our duty to fulfill their missions and to live up to their goodness and to stand guard over this democracy.
The Pentagon chief said that Americans cannot know what the next 20 years will bring and what new dangers they will carry, but we do know that America will always lead. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Iran says the head of the International Atomic Energy Organization is in the country for talks with Iranian officials. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Iran's envoy to the IAEA says in a tweet that Rafael Grossi will travel to Tehran, where he's scheduled to meet Iran's vice president and head of the country's atomic organization on Sunday. The envoy added the two sides will subsequently issue a joint statement. It will be Grossi's first visit to the country since new president Ebrahim Raisi took office. Talks between Iran and world powers over limiting Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief have been idle since June, and Raisi took office in August. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Peru's government says Abimael Guzman, the leader of the brutal Shining Path insurgency in Peru, who was captured in 1992, has died in a military hospital after an illness. Justice Minister Anibal Torres says the 86-year-old Guzman died early Saturday morning after suffering from an infection. Guzman, a former philosophy professor, launched an insurgency against the state in 1980 and presided over numerous car bombings and assassinations in the years that followed. He was captured in 1992 and sentenced to life in prison for terrorism and other crimes. Thousands of Catalans rallied for independence from the rest of Spain in their first major mass gathering since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. The march in Barcelona Saturday came before a meeting between regional leaders in northeast Catalonia and the Spanish government. However, the differences inside the Catalan separatist camp over the talks marked the rally. Some separatist leaders see the talks as a once-in-a-lifetime chance to get Spanish authorities to open the door to a referendum on secession. Others see the talks as pointless. A U.S. court will hold a pretrial conference Monday in a civil suit filed by a woman who claims Britain's Prince Andrew sexually assaulted her as the two sides argue over whether the prince has been properly served with documents in the case. Attorneys for Virginia Giuffre say the documents were handed over to a Metropolitan Police officer on duty at the main gates of Andrew's home in Windsor Great Park on August 27th. But Blackford's law firm, which says it represents Andrew in certain UK matters, has questioned whether the papers were properly served and raised the possibility of challenging the court's jurisdiction in the case. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.